Did it work?
Yes, it finally worked. I think it was the Discord.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on?
Remember. Hey, what's going on, guys? It's me again, back with another episode of Talks. And this time, I am with a friend.
Yes, indeed, you are with a friend this time.
Yes. We had to close out Discord. We had to close out Twitter to get this to work. We've been trying for about an hour or two. And now we're finally recording.
Which is absolutely godsend.
So we're here. Yes. 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 Thank you. All right. So if I close out the app, or not close out, but get out of the app. Hey, it's still recording. Okay, good. So first of all, the first talk that we have to talk about is Mark's Barks, a very popular furry. I'm not saying the word because I hate it. Is collaborating with furry YouTubers under 10K this month. He's calling it a collabathon. And like a bunch of people started signing up for this, and it was way more than he expected. So he actually made a sign up paper on Twitter for this, which I did not join since I do not do YouTube. I do podcast. But if you want to go to Mark's Barks' Twitter account, and you should be able to find it there.
I honestly think that's a great idea what Mark's Barks is doing, purely because it gives a lot of light to what I call the small boys. Like, if you look for an example, like Beta Eta Delota, he, ever since Majora basically.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
He. Oh, never mind. Like, no, you go ahead. This game, like, Palacast is chaos.
What I was saying with Beta Eta right, Delota. Go. Ever since Anticon 2018 and basically Majora Strawberry kind of took him under his wing, his YouTube blew up. He was like, I don't know, below 30,000. He's like, what, almost 40,000 subscribers right now? And we're only a couple months from the end of Anticon. That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it should be named in effect. It should be called the Majora.
That is actually a pretty good. I never even thought of, you know, having something called, yeah, basically a splashdown effect.
Splashdown effect. Yeah, like it's actually kind of interesting, and you know, this is what Mark Sparks is going to try to achieve, because people see the same old people doing the same old things, same old shenanigans. Might even be new, but, you know, it's always the same people. There needs to be more of a variety, because some days there are days where
right.
There's just nothing new.
We as a fandom have the talent to do
like,
it.
I'm not saying,
it's just we need to find the people to do it.
And, you know, the people who are very popular, due to how YouTube's algorithms work, not good. Only puts the spotlight
totally
on the big guys and not the smaller guys. So that's why, it always seems to be the same old people doing the same old things. But every single time a big YouTuber mentions a smaller YouTuber, the smaller YouTuber becomes popular. Such as the case with Artemis Wishfoot, and with also Majora's new video where he put
right,
out
the top
star for YouTubers. Farhad Husky, I think, like, Farhad Husky was in his that video, and I think he's at 3,000 subscribers now, and Verplex was also in there. I think he might be at 4,000 now. Like, it's the Majora effect, the splashdown effect, whatever you want to call it. But I like to call it the Majora effect. And, you know, like, Majira, like, does collabs with smaller YouTubers every once in a while, but it's not on such a huge, big, grand scale like Mark Sparks
is
doing.
Do you think it's almost taking a shot at Majira, kind of saying, this is what we should do with the fandom, or... That's what I was basically saying, you know, should the more popular furries kind of grandfather the smaller ones into becoming famous? That's kind of like what I'm trying to get at, almost.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it makes sense, like, because, you know, there are people with so much talent that are still small. There are people that do so much that are still so small.
I truly do hope, like, that this is a new light for the YouTube furry relationship, to where it's not the same. You know, I completely love, I love Majira's videos. I love, you know, say Nos's videos. I love everybody's videos. But like you said, there needs to be more variety, and, you know, Mark Sparks basically gave the opportunity of it. And I really do hope it works out. I really do hope it shapes a completely new and broad horizon for the fandom and the YouTube relationship.
Me, I do too, because, you know, it's really, and, you know, it's also kind of like being more invested with his fans and being more
one-on-one
in touch with them in a way, because probably a lot of this, yeah, and, you know, that's very good. And also, another popular furry, popular for making fursuits, is leaving a company that she worked at for making fursuits and starting her own. Sky Cabot is leaving Redstorm Creations and planning on starting her own company called Thunder Howl Studios. Which, you know, when I first saw this tweet, I thought it might have been like a joke or a homage to the Sunny Valley Creations takeover that happened.
Yeah, I actually did see that. I can't
know about that.
But I had to do a little bit of digging about the Sunny Valley Creations and that whole ordeal about, I think it was actually in your last podcast that you were talking about the Sunny Valley Creations.
You're cutting out,
Crawford. Oh, man.
Yeah, the weather where I am is just going a bit dark.
That's not good. But, yeah, the whole Sunny Valley Creations scenario going on, I really don't hope that that's the case with Red Storm Creations, because it's not.
It's not the case. I checked with Sky, and she said no, like this is all good, is all fine. This isn't at all like the Sunny Valley Creations. All
right, that's really good.
And that's when she told me about the new studio that she's planning on creating. And yeah, like, she, and, you know, with the Sunny Valley Creations takeover, I haven't heard any updates on that, but still, that's fucked up. Like, just forcefully locking someone out of the company and not giving them their share. That's not good, because it wasn't even a legal agreement.
Right, it is completely screwed up, because
I hope she did take legal action on them, though. But yeah, Sky Cabot, like, I'm glad that she's not out of the fursuit making game, because, you know, her first. Like,
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.